to a discussion on financial preparedness. Let's just be clear. I'm not an accountant. This is not a financial accounting thing. This is a business-led analysis of where you are today, what you need to do to plan and prepare. Currently, we're going through some really challenging times from a business point of view, and that's affecting all of us, business owners, staff, everyone, customers, suppliers. I'm not an accountant, as I said, but also I won't be going into a lot of detail on all of the various government incentives and offerings. There are links to that on my YouTube page. Please look at those, take those as you need. But this is really about a business-led understanding of the things you need to do. Right now, there are two challenges, cash or cash flow. And for some, actually, it's both. Cash is simply the amount of money you've got in the bank. Can you weather the storm? If you can, that's great. We've seen some major companies already go to the wall. A lot of smaller companies are heading that way, very, very sadly. So how are you able to weather the storm? And using your cash may not necessarily be the best thing right now. If you can hold on to some of it, that's great. So what is your cash flow situation? What are you doing to generate income coming in? How are you managing your costs going out? In amongst all that, how are you maintaining good customer relationships, good supplier relationships? How are you looking after your staff? I know a lot of companies have furloughed staff. Have you just taken one group of staff and furloughed them? Or are you, as I've seen with some companies, rotating the staff that are furloughed to keep everyone actively engaged? What are you doing to actively engage your staff? So keeping businesses afloat right now is challenging, and helping them to grow is actually even more challenging. But you can do that. We can build on post-COVID-19 and we can work through 2020. So one of the things we can do is play the VAT game, as I said to someone the other day. Until the 30th of June, any VAT, you can defer the payment until 2021. Now, you know, if your VAT is pretty consistent, there are things you can do. Look at your next VAT return. Look at if you have a large number of bills due from suppliers that you know will still be here. Could you potentially pay them now? Now, that's not about paying for 6 months or 9 months now. It's maybe paying the next 2 or 3 months now. That will get you a large cash income, and you can claim that now. The other way is rolling in all of your invoices to send out as many invoices as possible and get them paid, and defer your suppliers. And we'll come on to that in a minute. That gets you a very large VAT bill for the taxman. So defer that off to June next year. This isn't a simple sort of do it this way, do it that way. You have to look at what your VAT exposure is and what you can move around to make it better, and see what works to your advantage. If you want to ask me questions or talk about that, by all means do, but probably best you talk to your accountant. Other things you can do, vehicles. We know MOTs and so on have been delayed for 6 months. That's great. Put them in your diary now. I have a friend who owns an MOT station. He's actually already taking bookings for September and October and November for companies that have their MOTs due now. If you don't need the vehicles, have you sorted them? But here's the thing. If your vehicles are being used locally, or your staff want to use vehicles locally to help the local community, we're not saying you should make some revenue out of that, but you need to let the local community know that you're supporting them. You need to let people know that you care. Let's not get over the top about this, okay? Let's not get carried away with a huge amount of marketing. But something simple, like some vinyls down the side of the van, or the vinyls down the side of the car. Just an A3 sign I saw the other day in a car that had been laminated, and it listed the company, and it said that they were driving nurses to and from hospital. I mean, that's a great, great idea. Very simple, very helpful. But they're making sure they get something out of it. They're making sure that people recognize who's helping their community today. So some simple vinyls, some simple promotional work. This isn't about making money. Don't go over the top. Don't go overboard. Just simple, reminding people that you're supporting their community. The thing that really matters right now is looking at your suppliers and looking at your customers. Now, I want to deal with them separately. So let's deal with suppliers first. Segment your suppliers into tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier one suppliers, those you want to keep, those that are critical to your operation, and those that cannot be easily replaced. If you know they're going to survive, they've got a very good chance to survive, and if you've had a long relationship with them, you probably have a good idea. Ask them if they want paying in advance. Would that help them? If you have the cash available, of course. Why would you do that? Well, you do that because you're trying to help them. You're trying to help them survive. You're doing something positive for them. And why would you do that? Because when you come out of this, they're going to remember how helpful you were. So when the contract negotiations come up for renewal, when there's a squeeze on your suppliers, you will be the first in the queue. Tier two suppliers, same applies. Are they important to you? Not critical. Can they be replaced easily? Maybe not. But if they can, offer them, would they like some payment in advance with a discount? Don't offer your tier one suppliers a discount. Tier two, the discount, because if they walk away, if they say no, that's okay. But at the end of this, they're going to remember that you put the squeeze on them. So you need to be able to replace them simply. And then tier threes, those that you could potentially cancel now to save money on. Tier threes are those that can be easily replaced, those that you don't particularly have a strong relationship with, or those potentially that you know are going to go to the war. It's brutal. Yes, it is brutal. It's not the most considerate way of doing business. But think of it this way. You're helping those that mean the most to you. And there has to be some balance with there. It is not ideal. Your customers. The customers that you value highly. Contact them. Offer them pay later options if you can afford it again. If you can afford, say to them, we can give deferred payments, but no discount. No discount. And the reason you have no discount is if you start discounting now, people will expect it in the future. So discounts should not be. I mean, we see all the time online, everywhere you go, this training course is discounted, this software is discounted. Everyone is discounting like crazy. People, you know, they're buying some software, but they're not buying into the concept. They're going, well, you know, you're offering me a discount because you want my money. Well, I haven't got much money right now, so I'm being very careful where I spend it. So, you know, if I really needed you, I'd have bought you then, but I'm certainly not buying you now. What I've spoken to a couple of software companies, and they're struggling with discounting programs. It's not having the pull through that they expect. And I've got a background in software. So look at your customers, offer them pay later options, maybe buy from them, help them, right? You know, gift vouchers. Do your customers have gift vouchers? Do your suppliers have gift vouchers? Potentially that's a way of generating positive affiliation with them. And those discount vouchers you can give to staff who are struggling potentially at the moment, give to your other customers, suppliers. Be creative. But those tier one customers, ask if there's anything else you can do to help. Be careful how you ask that. They might want a massive discount. Your tier two customers, contact them. Keep them informed, the same as you do with your tier one customers. Share updates. Ask if there's something you can do to be helpful. But again, careful, no discounts. But do ask if there's something that can help. They may want just a week's deferment. Could you do that? Your tier three customers, keep in contact with them. This time is all about relationships, and it's all about keeping in contact. Keep them informed, share them updates. Let them know that you're still surviving, you're still doing well, you're still thriving. Keep them informed, keep them engaged with you. And have a plan. Okay, now then there's three scenarios you need in this plan, and you need to do this every month. And do it every month the same. Scenario one, let's just assume this lockdown continues. What happens if it goes on for another month, and then another month, and then another month? What does that look like? So have those scenarios prepared and revisit it every month. Scenario two, when we come out of this, we're going into a very deep recession. It will be a short recession. We will hit the bottom and we will start to come straight up because of all the fiscal stimulus that's in place. But it will see the rest of 2020 in recession. So plan for that. How many customers are you going to lose? How many of your suppliers are going to be in trouble? How much is your spend going to go down? And do you need to carry the same structure as you have today? What does that mean? People are working from home. That's another challenge as well. So there's your second scenario that you need to plan for. And then scenario three is quite important. Just assume one of your major suppliers went to the wall. What's your plan for that? Where's your contingency? What's your strategy? What's your backup? Now do the same for one of your biggest customers. Imagine your biggest customer suddenly stopped ordering from you. What's the impact on that? Right now, we're in a situation where, you know, we're in uncharted territory for many, many people. So you need to understand what the potential outcomes could be. Plan for the worst and hope for the best. Okay? But segment your customers, segment your suppliers, and build a month by month plan for today, and then build a month by month plan for recession. Plan for supplier failure, plan for customer failure. So it's Easter, okay? We're just finishing Easter. They do say don't put all your eggs in one basket, I guess. But right now, all your eggs are in one basket, and that basket is called COVID-19, so remember that. Plan ahead, work out what you can do, get smart with your finances, and if you are supporting the local community, great. Make sure that the local community, in a very subtle way, knows it's you. Sign written vans with supporting the local community, and whatever you're doing, delivering food parcels, let people know. I hope this has been helpful. Call me, email me, I'm happy to help. If it's useful, share with your, maybe not customers and suppliers, but share with some of your friends and colleagues, and hopefully we can all get through this together. Thank you very, very much for your time. Have a good day.